the Cowboys of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republic Indonesia. With me on the mic, presenting you various interesting news, information, updates, music, all about Indonesia. We have some interesting programs that takes you closer to Indonesia, including Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian Music Corner. So stay tuned only on VOIDIS.ID and RE Digital Mobile App Channel VOI in short wave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, let's begin with the news.
Its National Adaption Plan, NAP, on climate change on Friday. This document is a requirement for countries that have ratified the Paris Agreement and must be submitted to the UNFCCC. In an online launch from Jakarta, Deputy for Climate Change Control and Carbon Economic Value Management and the Ministry of Environment, Ari Subianto, highlighted the importance of the plan in enhancing adaption actions through policies and planning, as outlined in Article 7 of the Paris Agreement. Important elements of the NAP include an inventory of impacts, future climate change projections, adaption options based on those impacts, an implementation strategy, and monitoring and evaluation components. Currently, only 51 countries have submitted their National Adaption Plan documents to the UNFCCC. Indonesia is determined to finalize its plan before the Conference of Parties in Brazil this November.
Sebanyak 7,514 jamaah dan 7,414 Hajj pilgrims and officers are departing for Medina via 95 groups. The first group to depart will be from Jakarta Pondok Gede Embarkation Nusa Satu yang insyaAllah akan menjadi kloter perdana dalam operasional haji tahun ini.
This year, Indonesia is standing over 203,000 pilgrims departing from 14 embarkation points across the country. Kemen also reminded pilgrims to maintain their health, follow the guidance of officials, respect the laws in the Holy Land, and uphold the good name of Indonesia during their spiritual journey. Berapa lagi from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, calls for digital access and safer schools on National Education Day. Ofra covers the report.
In Jakarta, the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, is highlighting the urgent need to improve digital access and create safer, more inclusive schools across Indonesia. Speaking at a public forum on Friday in commemoration of National Education Day 2025, head of BRIN's Education Research Center, Tina Fizanti, said, "Quality education is more than just buildings or curriculum. It's about fairness, access, and innovation that truly reaches all students from cities to remote villages."
Pendidikan bermutu. Quality education is not just about infrastructure or curriculum, but about fairness, access, and innovation that can reach all children from Sabah to Merauke, from the cities to remote areas.
She also advised that digitalization must be understood not as a trend, but as a tool to close education gaps and improve learning outcomes.
Digitalization
is not just about gadgets and online platforms, it's about how technology matters to inequality, improves access, and enhances the quality of learning. And decent schools are not just about mass buildings, but about safe, inclusive environment that supports students' growth and development.
Fizanti said quality education is possible if everyone works together. BRIN supports this effort through research that guides better, more inclusive education policies.
Moving on to Indonesia's Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology has officially launched a new initiative, Victory Sayembah Bernambak, aimed at ensuring that higher education, science and technology have a real and measurable impact on society. More details are provided by Dora Pardede.
The initiative was launched on Friday with Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology Brian Yulyarto, stating that universities must play a central role in supporting national development goals, including those outlined in Hasta Cita, the government's 8 acceleration programs, and 17 national priorities.
Ini adalah sebuah komitmen kita semua. This is a commitment from all of us to ensure that higher education, science and technology are not only developed, not just activated by our universities, but truly have an impact on society and the nation. Tapi betul menghadirkan dampak nyata bagi masyarakat dan bangsa.
The program focuses on three main pillars: developing superior human resources, transforming higher education, and accelerating research and policy. Minister Yulyarto emphasize the need for universities to evolve into fourth generation institution, adaptive industry connected, and focus on outcomes rather than just academic process. He also highlighted that Victory Sayembah Bernambak is designed as a collaborative national movement using the Quoroto or even Pentahelix model, which brings together universities, industry, government, communities, and the media. The goal is to create a stronger, more responsive higher education ecosystem that truly serves the needs of Indonesia's people on its future. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You're listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Indonesia's Minister of Basic and Secondary Education invites teachers and communities to improve education quality. Desi Anugranov brings the report.
This year's commemoration of Indonesia National Education Day serves as a reminder of the collective responsibility to improve education across the nation. Speaking on Friday, Medisekmus, Indonesian Minister of Basic and Secondary Education, Abdul Muti, stressed that the success of education is not solely the government's task, but a shared duty of the entire society.
Usaha untuk mewujudkan fungsi dan tujuan pendidikan tersebut tidak hanya menjadi tugas dan
the effort to achieve the goals of education is not only the task and responsibility of the government, but also the whole society. We need participation to provide quality education for all. Quality education is the prerequisite for us to become a developed nation and nation with dignity. Therefore, my children, you are the future hope of the nation.
Karena itu, anak-anakku sekalian, kalian adalah harapan masa depan bangsa.
Minister Muti also encouraged students to support education by building good daily habits like waking up early, praying, studying hard, and living a healthy life. He said these simple routines have shaped strong character and reflect the spirit of Indonesian young generation. This year's theme, Universal Participation to Achieve Quality Education for All, highlight the need for
reminder during the launch of the National Adaption Plan NAP, Deputy for Climate Change Control and Carbon Economic Value Management and the Ministry of Environment, Ari Subianto, said that as an archipelagic country, Indonesia is highly vulnerable to the impacts of climate change. He stressed that adaption must continuously strengthen. Adaption is challenging because the impacts of climate change are so wide. One area might face rising sea levels and higher waves, while another might deal with reduced agricultural production or limited access to clean water. These diverse challenges make adaption more complex than mitigation. Unfortunately, public attention often focuses more on mitigation. Given Indonesia's geographic vulnerability, it's only natural that we give greater focus to adaption efforts. Ari added that Indonesia already has a health-related climate change adaption policy and a climate adaption roadmap issued by the Ministry of Environment and Forestry several years ago. He expressed hope that these adaption efforts can be adapted more widely and integrated into both national and regional development plans.
We present Voice of Indonesia's commentary title starting the 2025 Hajj Journey with Hope with Anna Pijayatasi. This commentary is on starting the 2025 Hajj Journey with Hope. The 2025 Hajj season has officially begun. Today, Friday, May the 2nd, the first wave of Indonesian Hajj pilgrims departed for the Holy Land Mecca and over 7,500 pilgrims and officers from 19 groups flew to Medina prior to Jakarta Pondok Gede embarkation. Indonesia is known as the country with the biggest Muslim population. Hajj pilgrimage, which is the obligation of every Muslim who can afford it, becomes very important then. Every Hajj season brings touching stories, hopes, and extraordinary spiritual enthusiasm. For many pilgrims, this is a moment that has been awaited for years. This year, more than 2,000 and 3,000 pilgrims will depart from 40 embarkations throughout Indonesia. The figure makes Indonesia the country with the largest number of Hajj pilgrims in the world. The government, through the Ministry of Religion, ensures that all facilities are ready for use, including accommodation, transportation, food, and worship guidance. However, the smoothness of the trip doesn't only depend on technical readiness. Discipline, physical condition, and awareness of each pilgrim are also very important. In the midst of millions of pilgrims from various countries, the Hajj teaches patience, simplicity, and togetherness. This is not only a religious ritual, but also a reflection of human values. The Indonesian government appeals to pilgrims to maintain their health, follow the direction of officers, and obey the rules in Saudi Arabia. No less important, maintaining the good name of Indonesia in the eyes of the world. Hopefully, the pilgrims can carry out their worship smoothly, safely, and return as a mabrur or perfect Hajj, bringing home goodness not only for themselves but also for society. That was commentary. Village, Yolan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City, towards Pondok.
might charge visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are interested in our tickets, I'll do this in the Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep your mind clean and not littering.
Will grow in Indonesia this year. Here is the opinion of Danawin Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector, I think there will be help finally the problem in the still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector, and then put under pressure accommodation. This is because we know that the government has a program for macro digitization, or MDG. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption, and the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, amigo. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Danawin Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Jadi senyum, tak ada satupun manusia yang tak pernah disinggahi masalah. Mungkin inilah cara yang besar. Jadi and short wave frequency 3325 in 4755 kHz. Listener, next, we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia. Greeting words, Indonesian. Selamat pagi, good morning. Selamat siang, good afternoon. Selamat siang, good afternoon. Selamat sore, good afternoon. Selamat siang is used from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Selamat sore is used from 3 to 6 p.m. Selamat malam, good evening. Selamat tidur, good night.
Voice of India.
Aku tak bisa luluhkan hatimu, dan aku tak bisa menyentuh cintamu. Yeah.
the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and live streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, thank you so much for listening to the English service of Voice of Indonesia.